Blog Talk Radio.
Because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering
share knowledge of you on a research
when we go study, and I studied for about 20 or 30 years, Brother Jew, with the Learned Elders of Zion. You studied a number of years with the Learned Elders of Zion when you was and your children was in our study class. And studying the Learned Elders of Zion, they gave direct orders about the Goheen, they brothers, who was Magog, Gog and Tubal, but fifth orders about Magog. He said, keep everything Masonic. And if you keep everything Masonic, then you had this Goheen, you could prosecute him in 2014. You can say these things and prove to him if you done studied him because of his signs and symbols of what knowledge that he had put the slave, which would be called a plebeian and a helot, up under. And so when we study this away, Brother Drew, then when we ask ourselves a question, and the definition of question is the act of asking information that is inquired through a deep, intense study and to be talked over, a problem to be debated. So we have a problem. What we have to understand, Brother Drew, I was at the mall playing chess and I did a survey just to ask a question, who was the first American, to see how much deceptive intelligence that the people was believing in, how people have been genocized. We know that people have been genocized into this way when you're this 5%. And, well, when you're a Yaman, you know the truth about everything. And so being a Yaman, it led me to ask the question to see how bad the situation was. And when I asked who was the first Americans, most of the people said the Indians. And when they said the Indians, I could see how they had been fooled. And so that prompt, I was going to have questions. You still can call in and ask me a question if you got a question. But I wanted to, that prompt me to ask the question that we have to ask ourselves this question and then go solve this question is who is the American and who was the first American? And we have to ask ourselves that question. And when we go look it up and find out, we keeping it Masonic, then we can understand. And yesterday people were greeting me with Happy Independence Day, black people over where I live, you know, stuff. And then we played in Fort Worth at a backyard party that we've been playing for about 15 years on a 4th. It's a block party. The lady gives free food away to the whole community, and they have this big thing. It's a big family thing that they do every year. And everybody was having Happy Independence Day. And I just looked at how the minds of the people had been genocide, Brother Drew, that you actually believe you can see where psychological warfare is in its highest form as we speak, especially of the X generation of people and the millennium generation of people. And some of us are still old damn fools, that's wall babies like me, that didn't do no damn searching and thought Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X and Malachi Yawk was goddamn fools. But when you go study, you'll find out that none of these people was crazy. of what they said. They was historians, and we didn't understand what we've been genocized and told that put it in a book, and only reading is comprehension, and most of us haven't learned how to read yet because we can't comprehend because you had to research. So when we ask ourselves, who is the American? Now, May 1st, 1776, is the first time that this word ever come into existence that meant anything to anybody. And that's when the Scottish Rite Masons had got their independence from the York Rite Masons, Great Britain, they brothers. That's when they had, first time they became Americans. And the Scottish Rite, Lodge, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Lodge number one, is still there in Philadelphia. You can go visit. It's a big museum and thing. Were 72 aristocrats got together that was wishful masters and past Poutinais at Grand Lodge and opened up their lodges to the people. The first degree up under a preamble, a constitution, and a bill of rights to the people that lived in this new land that they had declared America, had become known as America. So we have to tell the story of this America. And when we ask ourselves that question, who is that first American who was, we will find that an Anglo-Saxon that liked to joke. And you have to understand that the Anglo-Saxons' way of life, they're the one that had told jokes by a jokester that made you a jester if you believed the joke. And so we'll find an Anglo-Saxon that liked to joke, that was always been a joker, have told his emancipated slave a joke. They were free. They were African Americans. They was Black Americans. That was Christians, that were Democrat and Republicans, and that you live in a democratic form of government, and that he speak English, and that Jesus Christ became your Lord and Savior in 1870 when you was forced under a peace treaty signed by your white daddy of the Duncan Masons to the Scottish Rite Masons, and you were Black and proud, and for you to sing for 144 years and pray and become the prey, P-R-E-Y, and believe you will overcome one day this joker that has people believing his joke, you African Americans, you being content with this joke, you become his jester. And you look up that word jester. A jester is a zip goddamn fool. What's your name? I want to see if you the one. And that's what we can say in today's time, Brother Drew, because there is some people out there, 95% of the people believe in this lie of deceptive intelligence that has been told us. So in order to find out what's going down and what's going on, we have to ask ourselves a whole lot of questions, and then we have to go solve these questions. And when we ask ourselves a question, Brother Drew, who was the first person to become the American, and we will find that that person was the first person that signed the Declaration of Independence. And that man's name was John Hancock. He was the first one that signed this Declaration of Independence and said that I am an American. And he was the Grand Poutine, which that was expected of him to do because he was the leader, and the leader always faces death first in the white man's world. He always faces the death first because when he signed his name, Brother Drew, to that Declaration of Independence and sent it over to Great Britain, he created treason. And they wanted to see was Cornwall, who would definitely come after you if you created treason against Great Britain at that day and period and time, and nothing happened. So the 4th of July, other people signed, but they didn't get it. It all signed until September. And when they got it signed in September, then they argued and fussed on what date they was using. They finally voted that the 4th of July would be the date. That was 237 years ago, 238 years ago, as we speak, because they celebrated their birthday of their independence. Yes, it did. Along with the African-American slaves who they have genocided and believing that they was them. How did he get his independence and who he got it from was the York Rite Masons and their belief system, who was his brothers. And they were called the aristocrats. Ask ourselves a question now, where did the belief system of this American who had done changed his name to American, these 72 families who said that they was Americans and that had opened up their lodge to the first degree to the people to see if the people agreed upon their form of government. We know that it is a Scottish, these people was the Scottish Rite, the belief system. And the aristocrats became known as the Americans, and a publican nation of people. These 72 families opened up their first degree laws to the public under this preamble, Bill of Rights, and Constitution. Under the belief system of the Great Seal of the United States of America, which is the eye and the pyramid and the eagle. This is their sign and this is their symbols. And you are up under that system, belief system, all the way to your education system. Every system in America is run up under that system. So my question I would ask, the York Rite belief system was a democratic form of government. A democratic form of government has a House of Lords, a House a commons, and it has a parliamentary. That's a democratic form of government. One of the greatest lies that has ever been told to black people in America is that this was a democratic form of government. It has never been a democratic form of government until Barack Obama came into office. Then it became a democratic form of government because they had infiltrated the Republican form of government because the Democrats, which was Great Britain, never left this place that had been renamed and called America. They never left this country and went back to their country. The new Americans did not expel these Democrats who was called lordless. And all of these people was lived in the South. If you go back into the history of who was loyal to Great Britain was the South. And then here you come, these people that was loyal to Great Britain maintained great cotton plantations and believed in slavery, same as the democratic form of government carries a heavy slavery form of government, and you call a plebeian. Look that word up, plebeian. So you understand, you Democrats, how your white daddy feel about you, and you still that. That's why you're an emancipated slave. And look that word up also, meaning that you're not a citizen of the United States of America. You are an emancipated slave that is a free man under a peace treaty. Many peace treaties have been signed by this man that you have to go back and see every peace treaty. Grandpa told me that a peace treaty, Grandpa was born in 1840 and died in 1960. He told me he was full-blooded Cushiata. He told me that when the white man, who was my mama's daddy, which really wasn't, he always throw that in, Brother Drew, signed a peace treaty with his tribe of people, it only meant one thing, to keep peace with him. This is how he had to treat you. Meaning Grandpa said he had to cut your hair and become goddamn Christian. and go by his way of life and live like he lived, up under his principles, and bow down to him. And Grandpa's told me that's not him. This is what a peace treaty was. And so everybody signs a peace treaty with the Goheen, with this American. Man, everybody's under a peace treaty with him. You still under a peace treaty from the Duncan Mason's time with him, up under the black codes. You can study that. There's no use for us being ignorant anymore. You can go get this history is here. I know somebody has to tell it to you or jumpstart you, and most people want everybody to tell it to them and not go do the research so they understand it. But you had to have a foundation, and you had to ask yourself some deep questions to understand what really happened, Brother Jew, and who this American was and your story. See, your story came out of this story right here. So you can see that when you believe that you're something and you're not, then when they took the shackles off of your feet, they put it on your mind. In the Scottish Rite Lodge, Brother Drew, they have what they call the Three Ruffins. The Three Ruffins is nothing but Willie Lynch, what was told by Willie Lynch. When we study the Three Ruffins, the Scottish Rite Masons knew that how to genocide another race of people because they had already did their tribes like that, the Jutes. And so we won't talk about the the person that called himself an American, May the 1st, 1776, it was three tribes over there in Great Britain, the Jutes, the Saxons, and the Angles. And you have to understand the history of each one of them and how these people conquered each other, killed each other off, and how he became the Anglo-Saxon that was dispelled out of England by the Britons, which was mostly the aristocrats, which was the people of Wales, was the Briton man. You ain't talking about no Germanic race of people when you talk about Wales. You're talking about Ashkenazi. You're talking about the Jews, because Briton is a Hebrew word. It's a Jewish word. Briton means the covenant man. So the covenant man in there was who was known as, in this language, as the Jews of England. That's the covenant man. That's what Britain means in Great Britain, and why they are Britain, they the covenant. And you have to study that history to understand. But you can only get this through the Masonic knowledge. If you take your study through the Masonic secret society's knowledge, then when you study this, then you come up with what I'm telling you right now. And this ain't nothing but the truth, because every nation of people is up on those secret societies. If you are a Muhammad, that's a secret society. If you were a Christian, that's a secret society. See, Brother Drew, what we do know as a Yaman, we have very wise saying as a Yaman. And one of the wise saying that a Yaman understand is, from what is new came out of what is old, and what is old will replace what become new, and the Ancient of Days will rule again in the minds of the people. Yah, Abanya and Amanya teaching and school of thoughts can't be outdone, overdone, redone. Yahweh's is always the same. It never changes. And when you understand that, then you understand the human anatomy and body system and elements of your body that makes up your body, produces and carry your mind, which is your school of thoughts, around in it for a certain period of time. Now, when you come to know Yah teaching in that shape, fashion, and form, then you can understand your conditions that you're in. Because, see, when we start questioning ourselves, Brother Drew, and asking questions, then you realize one thing, Brother Drew, you come to power only when you come to a point. You come to power when you come to a point. And you only have power when you come to a point. Well, what is a point? A point is a horizontal and vertical line made by a square, which is a geometrical instrument of measurements that wheat meets weights and balances and scale you off. If you look down in your dollar bill, you see one of the signs of the Scottish Rites is weights and balance. So in order for you to be weight and balance, you have to come to a point. the point is made with a geometrical instrument called a compass. The smaller the point, the more keener it is and knowledge. So when you have knowledge, and for it to be keen knowledge, and for you to have your compass and your square, and for you to sit on 720 degrees because the compass makes 360 degrees and the square makes 360 degrees. And so if you have the knowledge of both compass and the square, then you have 720 degrees. 7 and 2 is 9, and 6 and 3 is 9, and the 9 never changes. The 9 is a cypress and a perpendicular line made by the compass and the square. The cypress connected is a 9. To the left, the cypress to the right is a 6. The cypress disconnected is the number 10. That's Yah's number. In the language of Yah, Yah's number is 10, meaning that when Ibn Yah placed the cypress on the perpendicular line, and if you look at your body, you look like one, and this is him talking to you, he placed that up there and made you one-on-one, the number 11. And then he looked at you and said, well, look at that boy there. He's the number 12. He's complete. Then when you understand Yahwehism and those number of figures that I said, then you understand that Ibn Yah and Ibn Yah only created you in the image, your mind. Your mind is your school of thoughts. And so you had to know what was the right mind because someone else had taken your mind away from you. Why do you think that all of you Holy Ghost pumpers, that your sweet Jesus, your Savior, told you to renew your mind? The reason he told you to renew your mind because the mind that you had didn't believe that you was a Gentile was a mind of a fool. That was a jester that had done been told a joke by his white daddy. And how you know he's your white daddy is, they say, Meatball, why you always saying white daddy? Well, the only way you can be an African-American is your daddy had to be an American, which is a white man, and your daddy and mama had to be in Africa. May the 1st, 1776, you was on the plantation. The Duncan Masons and the Scottish Rite Masons had to fight a war. The war ended in 1863, and in 1870 they had a peace treaty 7 years later, and said that the way that you become a black American who was an emancipated slave or second-class citizen up under the black codes is that you had to take a Christian name. And you did this. And then in 1932, Elijah Muhammad came and said, well, you don't have to take that shit. You can come over here and go back to your originality, who you were before you got over here on the slave. You can be a Muslim. Go back to your mama's way of life and come out of your white dad and put an X on your name, and the X stands for unknown because you didn't know what tribe you came from. So you became all up under one tribe, the Nation of Islam, that was formed in a place called America, which the white man had renamed. So he called the indigenous people, the old man, the Algonquin and the Creek. See, I come from the Creek Nation. We call this Athara. Athara, in our language, is earth. We lived on earth. We did not live in America. We lived on earth. This is what our father called this place, earth. And he told us to be caretakers of this earth. That's what we believe. That's what Yahweh, our father, taught us. This is what he called this place. And this place where you live in now that you call Texas, We called it, the Olmec called it, the Creek called it, the Algonquin called this region that you're in now Taha, meaning the land of the free, that we was friendly people, meaning that we weren't in the ways of our white daddies, that the Algonquin tribe has taken up the ways of the white man, but not the Olmec and the Creek. Olmec take up the ways of the Spaniards, not the Europeano, not that Anglo-Saxon. He ain't in them ways. And that's what we knew. Corey and I did a series called When the East Meets the West. If you're keeping everything Masonic, we're two Masons meet each other. They say, how you traveling? But they always have their feet on the square. They put their feet up under the sign and say, hey, brother, how you traveling? And they'll say, from east to west. And they might look at him and say, well, why is we traveling from east to west, brother? He said, oh, God came from the east to the west. That's interesting, because wasn't no gods over here. This is Hiya land. And this is the last piece of real estate on earth that belonged to Hiya before the 9th century. Because all of his real estate across the waters, when he separated his land from the Canaanites' land, the teaching of the who we call the evil one, the devil, he separated the land. Because you got to come across the waters to come to Hiya's land. And the first god that came over here to Hiya's land was in the 9th century, Brother Drew. And we know them today. Language is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which is Wooten, Thorn, and Frigid. And then you got January, February, March, April, May, June, July. These are all gods that came over here from the east to the west, where you got all the gods that was in the Kaaba in the east. They over here in the west now as we speak. All of them here right here in Dallas, Texas. All the temples and the people that worship all of these gods that came to Hiya land. So when the east meet the west, you in Hiya country now, you done landed in Hiya country, and when you see Hiya coming to you, he getting ready to kill your ass point blank, because I just tell you like it is and not like it twirls, because it's showing up the other way. It's some dying finna going on, and if I go into your Bible, in the book of Ecclesiastes, tell you there's a reason for every season and a season for every reason. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die. Well, you've been living and laughing as an American. Now it's time to cry and die, because you don't understand what Yah is all about. And let you know who Yah is, Brother Drew. He comes in a black cloud. We know that, don't we? when he's
right.
Coming to you, he popping your butt with a black cloud in the form of the weather. And I know all you Christians out there, have you noticed the weather lately? And here's what I know about the reason for the season. See, y'all has a season. Right now, your ass is in season. This is y'all's season. White folks tell you, oh, it's hurricane season. Oh, it's tornado season. Oh, it's the season. See, y'all got a season. He come back and whoop your ass for a moment, and he go back and look at you. Then he send people like me talk to your ignorant ass, and then he'll come back on you when your ass is in season. But I've noticed something about y'all. Lately, he been unseasonable, Brother Drew. Tornadoes are coming in December.
Right.
January, earthquakes. See, it ain't seasonal no more. I've noticed that. So that let me know that Yah's pissed off at what he see down here. And he only know who the Yah man is, and he know who's against him, who the evil one is. See, Yah is looking for minds. He ain't looking for bodies. And you had to know who the first American was and know that you ain't an American. You will never be American. And you don't live in America. You lease land from America. You don't own nothing in America. And the American is not you, because you're not the aristocrat. And this is 72 families, and they got bloodlines, brother. And we can trace the bloodlines all the way now. If you want to know the bloodline, the Clintons is the oldest bloodline. The Bushes is number two. And I think that you can see who is the leader of this country right now. And tell me 2/3 of this country love them some Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. 2/3 of the world population, if we go into the United Nations, love them some Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton as we speak right now. She's the queen of the world. On all world leaders, they love them some Hillary. She just ain't become the leader of the queen of the United States yet. But we will soon find out. Pretty, as the old folks would say. Brother Shoot. Pretty, we gonna find out. Because it has
right.
to be. And see, Brother Drew, here's what I know for a fact. When the welfare states, that's what we have become up under this system. See, this system falls in 250 years, you're in 238 years, so the Republican has become the welfare states. This is because of the Democrats got control in the Republican. It didn't happen until the Democrats took control, and we can check the history when they took control in the 60s. When the welfare states has to become police states, and that's what we're going to become, Brother Drew. You can get your ass, get ready for this, what I'm saying right now. Because
right.
the welfare of the is at stake. And you understand what I'm talking about, these states. Because
okay,
85% of the X generation and 40% of the millennium generation is suffering from mental illness and taking mind control and drugs. Your police have to take control of the cities and the counties. And if they can't hound you, they'll call in the feds. America is in that state. And there will be a State of the Union address shortly addressing what I just told you. And I know this common goddamn sense tell me this. You wonder why the police is getting so much, is treating you like this? Hell, your goddamn ass is mad. You need to be all locked up in terror and rust. Rust is where the hard case is. You got them walking around on the street. 85% of your population is mentally ill. That's 15% that ain't of the X generation. 40% of your toddlers, that's the 0 to 5 years old, is mentally ill. Well, hell, the police got to take over. The police gonna take over. And a good movie to look at is Left Behind. You're going to be right in them crises less than 5 years from now, Brother Drew.
Right.
And that's the reason that you have to understand. You got to get your family and your people organized that you won't be in the state, and understand that when the police tell your ass something, you need to do it, because when they come to martial law, they're going to bust the cap in your butt. And to let you know that the police don't mind shooting your ass, go look in 1970.